So, you've always pictured yourself as an aviation journalist? Well, come on to Oshkosh. I'm Paul Plagg, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guest is ANN's managing editor, Rob Finfrock, former stringer. Rob, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Paul. Hope you're doing the same.
Well, I'm doing great. The sun is shining here in the Pacific Northwest, and that means it must be almost time for Oshkosh.
That's entirely correct, Paul. That's great.
Well, I have not been with Aero News long enough to have been to Oshkosh with Aero News, but you have. And so I wanted to talk to you for a few minutes today about the job of stringer for Aero News Network. I know that it's been posted on the website. We're looking for some people to come with us to aviation's Woodstock, as it's often called, but it will also be work. So I wanted to try to kind of shape people's expectations and maybe get some people interested in giving us a call. Tell us about how you first got hooked up with Jim Campbell and Aero News.
Well, it's a very odd saga, Paul. I love sharing this story. I've shared it on the website. And truth be known, I still can't believe my luck. You mentioned that, yes, this is work, but be honest. The idea of spending a week at Oshkosh with your expenses paid, you have a room to stay in, and all you have to do in exchange for that trip is to write a few stories every day, report on the events, especially the events that interest you, that you get to do that later on in the week. You get to start being able to seek out the stories that are particularly interesting to you, a particular plane that you saw that, wow, that looks kind of interesting. I'd like to learn a little more about it. It's not like, you know, the person who owns that plane likely won't want to talk to you about it.
Right,
probably want to tell you the entire life story about it. Or a particular subject of aviation or aerospace. The way I got into this is kind of unusual. Like many of our readers, I used to check out Aero News on a regular basis during my day job, which was for a building materials company. I was a customer service rep at the time. This is May 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And I just happened to click on the site one day after my lunch break. I still remember this particular moment, and I see the article, ANN looking for stringers for Oshkosh this year. This article that Pete wrote, explaining a little bit about why it's neat to be a stringer for Oshkosh, and something that really stuck out at me is that he quoted Harry Chapin, who is probably best known, best known for his song Cats in the Cradle, a kind of a story songwriter. He unfortunately passed away about 26 years ago, but he's one of my favorite artists of all time, and not many people reference him in an article, so that especially stuck out to me, and it said, you know, airplanes, a Harry Chapin reference, this is something I got to pursue. And immediately, fortunately, the territory that I oversaw in my job as a customer service representative for this building materials company was a fairly slow territory. So it gave me plenty of time between answering phone calls to go on my blog, find a couple of stories that I had written about my experiences as a student pilot, look them over one more time, clean them up a little bit, edit them, make it sound as much as like news stories as possible. And I sent them off to the address, the email address that was at the bottom of the article. I didn't hear anything for about a month or so, and I was starting to wonder, and I started to get a little discouraged that, well, okay, they're getting articles in from, true aviation journalists, not some CSR that has some prior experience in high school and college journalism. At one point, I actually majored in journalism.
Mm-hmm.
More than likely, I'm not in the running. So, okay, fine. You know, it was a neat idea. It was an afternoon's excitement. Okay. But then I get this call from some guy named Jim Campbell.
Uh-huh.
Hey, would you like to be a stringer for Oshkosh? I had to consider it for all of 2 seconds.
Right.
I said, yeah, sure. He filled me in on some of the job particulars, which we'll get into a little bit later. And he said, okay, we'll go ahead and get a plane ticket. You get the time off from your job, and we'll see you up in Oshkosh. I went immediately to my boss and said, Lori, please give me the time off. I beg you. I will do anything.
Including quit if you say no.
Quite possibly. I was probably in that frame of mind when I went to her. Fortunately, she was very amicable to it. She could see the look in my eye, and I got the time off. Incidentally, we had an employee lunch the Friday before I was due to fly up to Oshkosh, and we meet at a steakhouse because, of course, this is Texas.
Right.
We meet at a steakhouse during our employee lunch, and I'm sitting next to a friend of mine, and we're talking about work, and suddenly she just starts laughing her head off. It's like, what's up? And she says, you have this look in your face. You're already gone. You're already on the plane.
Yep.
And I couldn't deny that. I was.
I don't know what the population of Oshkosh is the rest of the year, but AirVenture is its own city for a week or so. In fact, more than a week, because there is a lot of setup and teardown that the general public doesn't see.
That's very true.
If you've ever been to Oshkosh, you really think back on the experience, there are many, many people who are working there during that week. I remember in 2005, which was my first chance to go, I got to go there by hauling an aircraft for a manufacturer from Seattle to Oshkosh and back. And that covered my expenses and got me a little bit of free time to roam the event when I wasn't working for them. But a lot of people do get to Oshkosh their first time by working. So let's talk about this job called stringer. For people who have never been in a journalism course, what does stringer mean?
Stringer is a news writer for hire. The organization pays for your expenses, covers room and board, covers your airline ticket, and in exchange for that, you have to write X number of stories per day. Many of these stories are assigned to you, and others you have to go out and find on your own. Of course, like I said earlier, it's not like Oshkosh is lacking for story ideas. And incidentally, 2005 was also my first time I'd ever been to Oshkosh. And I'll admit, when I arrived, I was picked up by another ANN employee in Milwaukee, and on the trip up, I started to get a little bit nervous. I started getting, if I was wondering if I had been in over my head earlier, boy, was I really feeling it now. Especially the first time you see Whitman Field, especially from the air, I can imagine, but even seeing it from the highway, I really thought that I was a little bit in over my head, let me tell you.
Hopefully you brought comfortable shoes.
Yes, I did. Yes, I had comfortable shoes, a whole lot of sunblock. I didn't have a hat that year. I did have a hat when I returned last year. Mm-hmm. But right away, I had my story assignments. I figured out that, okay, I'm here. They're expecting some stories from me. I also had some time to, it's like, I'm actually at Oshkosh. This is unreal. And this is something that I learned after I came on board full time, is that when it comes to the jobs that you can have in a news organization like ANN, yeah, editor, managing editor, associate editor, they certainly have their perks. But when it comes to covering an event like Oshkosh, being a stringer is the best job that you can have if you're covering an air show. Now, more often than not, I'm behind a desk taking in story ideas and running to the window of our office every time I hear an engine or a plane or something with the air show. As a stringer, I was on the flight line. I was taking pictures. I was talking to people. I was going through the exhibition booths, I was going through the manufacturer area, looking at the new plane that such and such manufacturer had. This sounds a little dated, but being a stringer is where it's at when it comes to an event like Oshkosh. Now, that's not to say that it's an easy job. It certainly isn't. We mention, wear comfortable shoes. You're doing a lot of walking at an event like Oshkosh. Any story out there, we're typically looking for a fairly detailed article. It doesn't have to be a work of art necessarily, but you do want to capture the essence of the story that you're reporting on. What we're looking for a stringer this year, I'm focused primarily on writing. But there is also a very strong need this year for people with a healthy background in audio and particularly video production.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing some very exciting things, and we've used Oshkosh in the past as our debut. As a matter of fact, at Oshkosh 2005, that was the debut of a little something that we later called AeroCast. Gee.
And now you are one.
Exactly. But we started that feature at Oshkosh 2005. And this year, we're going to be doing even better than that, because not only do we have vastly upgraded audio equipment, but we're going to be able to capture the looks on the faces of the pilots as they fly in and as they're getting out of the plane on that adrenaline high going. Some of them, it's their 20th time flying into Oshkosh. Some of them, it's their first time. And we're going to be able to capture the look on their face. We're going to be able to show that video to our readers and viewers. And that's going to, it's going to be a great experience. And the stringers are going to be the people who will be doing that for us.
The video will actually allow us to capture the beads of sweat on the brows of people who have just been through their first time with air traffic control at Whitman Field.
Yeah, there will be beads of sweat, but you'll also see some of the widest smiles that you've ever seen on anybody in any situation. Anybody who flies into Whitman Field for Oshkosh. There is such a sense of accomplishment after you've landed. And I remember one pilot in particular back in 2005, as I talked to him about the experience, he looked towards the runway where the line of planes was landing, and he just said flat out, "I can't believe I just did that." That wasn't his first time into Whitman Field, by the way. It was, I think, his fifth.
Well, Rob, we're going to take a break for a second, but we're going to come back and talk more about stringers at Oshkosh and how you might become one. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option, from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed, comes standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. Clarity Aloft headsets employ patented Comply Canal tips composed of soft viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. More than simple earplugs, these foam tips provide full-spectrum noise reduction and outstanding attenuation. This advanced technology is lab-tested, proving that viscoelastic passive noise reduction is superior to active noise reduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to this Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking today with Rob Finfrock, who is the managing editor of Aero News, who got his start at Oshkosh 2005 as a stringer for Aero News. We've been talking a little bit about just what that job means, and now it's time to get down to the nitty-gritty because we are looking for stringers for Oshkosh 2007. Rob, tell them a little bit about what exactly we're looking for and exactly how to apply.
Well, let's start with what we're looking for. When it comes to audio, we're looking for somebody that has some experience handling a microphone. Perhaps they have some editing experience. Of course, we do all of our editing on computer today. Of course, we will check you out on our equipment.
Well, and if you do still edit with razor blades and analog tape, we'll set you up in a display booth in the antiques area.
That's an idea. We have some very advanced but very easy to use audio equipment out there today, too. We are also looking for news writers. If you have past reporting experience, that is definitely a plus. It does not have to be in aviation. If you have aviation-related materials that you have had published in other publications or even on ANN, we've had some writers that we've had occasionally submit stories for years. They join us at Oshkosh, and they really get a feel for what it's like to report in this very, very fascinating field of aviation journalism.
I would take it, Rob, that an interest in aviation combined with any kind of writing experience in any other medium would probably be a good match.
That's exactly right, Paul. The thing that we're looking for most and the thing that will really allow a person to go far in this field if they so choose is desire, is drive, is taking the initiative, is being not afraid to, you know, to be the first person to raise their hand when I'll ask you who would like to do this story. Not only does it give you the chance to report on a subject that may be near and dear to your heart, let's say that you've always had a fascination with warbirds, and boy, is Oshkosh a tremendous opportunity for a warbird enthusiast to get up close, touch the planes, tour the planes in several cases. I had the opportunity to tour a B-17 on the ground at Oshkosh 2005 that was very similar to a plane that my grandfather served on during World War II. That was an amazing experience for me. Of course, now I'm also kicking myself that I didn't ask for a ride. Another little perk of the job, as I found out later. But just walking through Thunderbird, which is the Lone Star Flight Museum's B-17 down in Galveston, that was a a very emotional experience, and it was a very educational experience for me as well. But let's say that, yes, you like warbirds. You've never really dabbled too much into general aviation. But, boy, Cessna's next-generation Piston, that looks like an interesting aircraft. I'd like to learn a little bit more than that. This job gives you the opportunity to do that, to talk with representatives with Cessna, just to use them as an example. Present a somewhat different angle on a story. How does this aircraft looks very interesting to me. I'd like to learn a little more, and in this case, it's a positive that I don't have the in-depth technical background that maybe some other people might have. Tell me a little bit about this plane. And wearing an ANN shirt, having your ANN ball cap on, you'll be amazed how many people are very eager to talk to you. Another wonderful thing about ANN is that we are a team, and that's something that helped me in 2005, especially my first couple of days. I wasn't exactly quite sure yet what I was doing there. The executive staff as well were very eager to help me, very eager to point me in a direction, show me where to go, give me some story topics and some question ideas that I could ask, or these are areas that we'd like to see some more information on. We are here to help. The executive staff with ANN, the editorial staff, is here for any questions our stringers may have, especially the first few days when you're trying to get your footing and establish just what exactly you're doing there. We're here to give story ideas. With any questions that you might have, we're here to answer them or to send you in a different direction, possibly if you need to. So most definitely, any questions you have.
All right. Now, if somebody has decided they've heard enough, sign me up. What do they do?
They go to our website. At the very bottom of our news, our daily news stories, we have our stringer article, ANN, We Are Looking for Stringers for 2007. It's an article that I wrote detailing my experiences and how someone else could get involved in this too as well. At the bottom of that article is an FMI line. You click on that, opens an Outlook window, and it gives you the chance to send an email to us, let us know you're interested, give us a little bit of background. If you have story submissions that you've written in the past, or better yet, audio from features that you may have been a part of or produced in the past, send those along. Send that as an attachment, and you'll get a response back from me, and if we like what we see, you may be hearing from us in the near future.
All right, and it's going to be a fun trip. I know that back in the old days of radio, when the entire staff, including salespeople, the general manager, everybody else at a radio station came out to cover local election nights, that's the nearest thing I can liken to what happens at an event like Oshkosh. It's big, it's bustling, it's noisy. You get to the end of the day and you're drowning in sweat, but you're going, man, that was cool.
And Paul, I'll also point out that Oshkosh is a tremendous opportunity if somebody wants to follow a similar path that I did. I definitely liked what I was doing, and I basically decided at the end of Oshkosh, I really want to do this full time. I practically begged Jim to give me a job. He finally relented. I started as our weekend editor, and through an odd series of events as well, here we are a year and a half later, and I'm working full-time at my dream job. This is definitely an opportunity to go further if you are interested in that possibility.
Well, Rob, we appreciate hearing about this whole process from somebody who's been through it, and hopefully some of our listeners will give this some thought and get in touch with you.
Drop us an email. That's where it gets started.
Rob Finfrock is our managing editor, and you've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.